is Tansley Stearns?
Tansley Stearns is your greatest challenger and biggest cheerleader.
Inspirational human being who loves people.
Future forward leadership.
Tansley Stearns is a badass.
Tansley Stearns is my mom, my hero, and I love her very much.
I am Tansley Stearns, and this is Despite Impossible. I am a longtime credit union executive leading Community Financial as president and CEO. I have always admired and been inspired by people whose passion is boundless and who don't comprehend the word impossible. This show focuses on their stories. Today's guest is Greg Mitchell. Born into a family of farmers in the Midwest, he grew up to become a devout Christian, a Coast Guard member, a disco dancer, and the CEO of First Tech Credit Union. All the way through, his life's work has been making the most of his gifts to assist other humans in reaching their potential. This is Greg's story. Who is Greg Mitchell?
Greg Mitchell is a farmer from the Midwest who's found himself in the banking and credit union business and is a person who's trying to use the gifts that he's been given to make a difference in the lives of other people.
Finish this sentence for me. The world will be a better place when?
When people return to the town square for common conversation and civility. I think we've moved to a place right now where folks are divided, and I think the world will be a better place when we reunite in an environment where we can have a civil conversation.
The town square. The center of the community, the heart of the humans. All how Community Financial Credit Union positions itself. We bring our members and friends together to do good for one another. We go outside our offices to go outside ourselves, helping people beyond the financial. For local nonprofits, we not only raise funds, but also raise fun. We're where residents want to gather. We're the place for savers and the place for givers. How do you give back?
When you're at your happiest, most joyful times, you listen to?
Oh, man. Happiest and most joyful time, I'm either listening to Christian music or some really cool country music, things that connect with the heart and the emotion and put life in perspective.
Do you have an album you'll listen to from first song to last?
No. I listen to playlists that are sort of a combination of things that inspire. Haven't made the time to listen to one from end to end.
We don't do that much anymore. Tell me about something that's made you laugh out loud recently.
Oh gosh, there's a lot of things that made me laugh. I don't know. One of my team members came back from the Midwest last week, and she was talking about her 6-year-old running through and catching fireflies, and it just made me laugh and reconnect with my life as a kid in the Midwest doing that, putting the fireflies in the jar, and those are joyful times.
When was the last time you danced so hard that your feet were sore?
Actually about 2 weeks ago, my wife and I occasionally will hear some songs and we'll just start dancing again. Back in the 70s, team members know this. Yeah. I was a pretty hardcore disco dancer, in the late 70s and early 80s. So I was, finding discos, in the upstate New York and New Jersey area. And it was, those were fun times.
When you feel down, you heal by?
Going to my workshop and building something, creating something, moving beyond the challenges of the day and sort of causing my mind to focus on creating and solitude.
Who's someone you look up to?
I'm a pretty spiritual person, so I look up massively to Jesus Christ. It's just sort of a center of my world, and I think as I look at my own life, I'm quite blessed. So I look up to the Lord a lot.
Do you have a mantra you live by?
The best is yet to come.
Tell us about your impossible.
My life was the impossible. You know, I grew up as a kid who was born on a farm in Illinois in a family where no one had attended college. It really was not part of the part of the plan. Had the joy of joining the military and the Coast Guard and learned some additional things about myself and what was possible. And went off on a path that is somewhat preordained, but has taken me to places that I never, ever, ever dreamed possible. And the notion that I've been able to grow as an individual, grow in my faith, grow my career, help develop a lot of people throughout the years. All of those things are, in many respects, miracles. I mean, it's many of us, just our life is a miracle, but our careers and the gifts that we've been given and how we're able to use those are just, it's an amazing and inexplicable path.
What are some of the challenges you faced that seemed insurmountable?
I think the challenges that seemed insurmountable at the end of the day were self-imposed. But it's, I think too many of us listen to the, in some cases, the haters. That we listen to people who tell us that we're too tall, too skinny, too fat, too come from the wrong neighborhood in life. Yeah, we can accept all that negative, or we can say that's wrong. I am perfectly imperfect. I'm perfectly imperfect in every way, and I can do all things.
Was there a point during your journey where you felt like giving up?
I think there were points where I did feel like giving up. I had some hardships. Yeah, I was really excited about some things early in life. They didn't come to bear. And I felt that it was a significant setback. But I ended up using those as fuel for the future to say, hey, I'm not going to take this defeat and wallow in it. I'm going to take that defeat and use it as fuel to show the world what I can really do. And in speaking with a lot of folks here who have challenges, you know, I talk about how defeats and disappointment are really jet fuel to allow us to move forward, because we can focus on that and say, not me. It's energy to do great things.
Would you share a story about something that went bananas at the time that you can now look back on and laugh?
Went bananas hard?
Yeah, or bananas weird, or bananas kooky, whatever you think.
I was blessed with 24 years in the Coast Guard, with 4 years active and 20 years reserves. And I dealt with some stuff in the search and rescue environment that was absolutely crazy, felt it would be impossible to overcome. You know, I had a case where I had a submarine towing a fishing boat the wrong direction. The nets of the fishing boats were snagged on the submarine. Oh. And if you figure out how do you get a hold of a submarine that is underwater using encrypted technology when you're a Coast Guard guy above the shore and get them to stop their forward motion so that you don't tow this fishing boat under. And at the same time, how do you cause the fishing boat to be willing to cut their nets and sacrifice the profits for their families? That was sort of a bananas dilemma. And I actually ended up getting through to the Navy, getting them to get in touch with the submarine and cause them to go full astern. And it was a happy ending, but it's a harrowing situation because that fishing boat just was not going to let go.
Wow. And,
think about the minnow and the whale.
Yeah. Achieving your impossible is one thing, but there are no fairy tales with happy endings. We reach milestones and keep going. What challenges is your impossible still facing?
I think my impossible is still facing helping my First Tech family of now 1,600 people really believe what's possible in their own lives. You know, I'm here not to grow a business, but I'm here to help people be their absolute best selves. Because I think once we as individuals have our human spirit unbound, the possibilities are unlimited. You know, I believe that we've been given gifts to use wisely. And, you know, my impossible is to cause the 1,600 people that are part of this family and people in the broader community to realize their true potential as individuals.
What's your advice for folks to face their fear of inaction and use the fire in their bellies to bring their impossible dreams to life?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to the quilt that I discussed earlier. I think as I try to help people get in touch with their 8-year-old or 9-year-old self, where we believe when we're 8 or 9 years old that we can do all things. All things are possible. And in life, things happen to cause that fire or that light to be diminished. But the reality is that light is still there. And we can choose to be the wind, which is what we choose when we're 8 or 9 or 10 or even 12. Or we can choose to be a leaf that's being blown around by the wind. Yeah, we can surrender all of those dreams and all of those ambitions to the noise that's come at us, or we can get in touch with really who we are and recognize that our potential is still there to fly and ask the person, you know, would you choose to be the wind or would you choose to be the leaf? And too many of us get caught up on being that leaf and just hope that we'll land in a good place. But when you choose to be the wind, you can define where you're going to go. And when folks get that and feel it and really see the successes of all the places where they've chosen to be the wind and go a new direction, amazing things happen.
The wind or a leaf? The wind has direction toward a destination, just like we do at Community Financial Credit Union. We work to empower our members and friends to define and pursue their impossible dreams, their tree's tallest leaves. We strive to stretch imaginations as if they all belong to kids, and we always ask all ages, what do you want to be when you grow up? Because growing can be ongoing, and we can decide to lead our lives or let our lives lead us. What's your decision? What's your next impossible, my friend?
My next impossible for here is a few years out to put our organization in a place where it can accept a new leader and grow as a company. That's a few years out, but it's important now as I reach this phase of my life to say, hey, how do I transition this to the next great leader, and how do I ensure that the 1,600 plus people who are here are able to sort of continue to dream big and execute with new leadership.
This concludes today's episode. For exclusive content, visit us at despiteimpossible.com and subscribe to this podcast.